This is kind of a more like a personality assessment. This will tell me everything I need to know about you, the way you answer these questions, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to set up a scenario. You tell me if it's cheap or if it's frugal. Okay, because being cheap is different than being frugal. Being cheap means that, you know, you're cheap. You're not fair to somebody, or you're just kind of like being chintzy, mm-hmm. as opposed to frugal, which is where you're just kind of watching your money. You know, like couponing is frugal. Like if I go to the grocery store and I use a coupon, that's frugal.
Right.
But if I go to the grocery store, I don't buy something I want because it's a little out of my price range. That could be.
And then you steal it. It's
because
you're cheap.
No, that's because I'm evil.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You go on a date at a nice restaurant, but you use a Groupon.
That's frugal.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, unless it's a first date. No, I take that back. If the restaurant takes a Groupon and you're going to the restaurant that has the Groupon, good for you. If she doesn't like that, screw her.
Okay. Wow. And she won't be screwing you later if you use a Groupon.
You saved us both a hassle.
Okay, how about not taking your turn to buy everyone a round of drinks?
That's cheap. I have never bought a round of drinks, so I don't know what that's like, because I've never said, I'll get this round, guys. I've never done that, so.
Yeah, because you're pretty cheap.
I'm cheap.
Okay, how about this? Buying generic food products like flakes with frosting, or wow, this tastes almost like butter.
That's cheap, because I think you can spend a couple extra bucks to get the real stuff. It's like the chocolate syrup. You can get the non-Hershey chocolate syrup, just the thing that just says chocolate on it.
Right.
And it's horrible. You could have spent the extra 15 cents and got the Hershey. So I don't do that. I actually get the good stuff.
All right. What about regifting? Is that cheap or frugal?
That's frugal. If you're not going to use it, you're either going to throw it away or give it to somebody else.
I think it depends on what the gift is and who it's going to.
If they don't know.
Sometimes regifting is, like, I feel like I have this one bottle of wine that has been passed around to all of my friends every time somebody invites you over to their house. Here's that bottle of wine that you gave me, that guy gave you, that guy gave him last year.
Yeah, regifting is not a crime unless you do it with the person in the room at the, you know, when you get something for Christmas. Oh, here, you give it to your brother. Now, that's not good. But if your brother doesn't know that you got it from somebody else, then that's fine.
Yeah, if you're a re-gifter, make sure you take off the card.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Taking kids out for pizza or fast food instead of healthy food because they don't eat much anyway, so why spend the money?
Yeah, that's just being frugal. I mean, sometimes the kids will only eat two things, either chicken nuggets or pizza, so you might as well. You're not going to force them to eat squash. You know, it's not going to happen. They're just going to have chicken nuggets.
Yeah, don't take them to Applebee's if they're not going to eat the fancy stuff. Instead, take them to McDonald's because you know what they're going to eat there.
Mm-hmm. I love that you think Applebee's is the fancy stuff. You really need to get out of your apartment.
These days, Applebee's is living high.
You haven't been out of that apartment since March. You really need to get out.
How about this? If you only tip the minimum amount, like 15% to 20%.
That's cheap.
That's cheap. So if the service was really good, you should tip more.
I always tip way too much. So
yeah, you do. I've noticed that about you. You're very generous with the tipping.
Because that goes back to when I worked for the record company and it wasn't my money.
But it is now.
It is now, but I'm just in the habit of, if I give somebody 20%, I think that's being cheap.
Well, how about that? What if it's someplace you'll never go back to again?
Like, it doesn't
you're
matter.
Driving through a state and you stop at a restaurant. I think 20% is fine if you're never going back there again.
No. If you are bringing me food and you are serving me and you're bringing me extra water and extra napkins and whatever, I'm going to pay you well for doing that.
Okay. I think 20% is generous, but fine. If you want to give 30, by all means, Mr. Moneybags. Here's the last one. Eating expired food, that's interesting. If you eat food that's expired in your refrigerator, is that because you're frugal or because you're cheap?
That means you're gross. You can't eat expired food. I mean, leftovers that have been there for a couple of days.
No,
that's
something that
fine.
Has an expiration date on it that is past the expiration date.
No, then that's just gross.
throw that on out.
Yeah, you can't. And you will throw something out the day before it expires. So you won't even wait till the day or the day after.
I might set an alarm if it's something I like. Like if I like it, I'll be like, okay, I have till midnight to eat it. So I will set my alarm for midnight. And if I haven't eaten it by then it's going in the trash. But I will give it those last few extra hours. I'm kind like that.
Yeah, but the minute your stomach goes... That's going to be it. You're going to be so mad that you did that, and you're going to be worried about it, and you're going to be at the doctor the next day.
Good point.
Telling them that you drank milk that was 14 minutes over expiration.
I'm sure it was the milk. I put it on a timer, and I think it might have been on Eastern Standard Time, but maybe it was on Pacific Time.
See,
I might have gotten the time wrong.
That is you. But you can have orange juice that has been in the refrigerator since, I don't know, December, and you'll still drink it if it's not expired.
Right. That is true, too.
If there's not an actual date on it, you're fine. As soon as they put that date on it, that's where they screw you. Because
then I have a lot of pressure. Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't see a date...
This is the same reason why I don't get married. I can't deal with the commitment.
Because there's a date on it.
There's a date on it, yeah.